Okay. This week's parsha is Parshas Beshalach, Shabbos Shira. Special Shabbos Shira, Shira Sayam, a very special parsha. Roz Yosher Moshe, Uvnei Yisrael, Asashira Zos Lashem, Yimuli Mor, Hashir Lashem, Ki Gog, Osus Vrachor, Romo Vayom. So there is a medrash. A medrash on page 6 that quotes the pasuk that we say in Mishlei in Eishes Chayil. Dover Acher Oz Yashir Moshe Hadohu Dichsiv Piha Pascha B'Chochma V'Soros Chesed Al Lashona. That Piyah Pascha B'Chachma literally means a voice opened up with wisdom. Mesoras Chesed Al Lashon. So the Medrash is saying that this idea of Piyah Pascha B'Chachma is referring to Shira Sayam. That the fact that Klal Yisrael said Shira on the Yam was an expression of wisdom of Klal Yisrael. This expression of wisdom. It was Chochmah. Why? Because Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sa'olam, says the Medrash, from the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, V'ad She'omdu Yisrael Al Hayam, from the time that Klal Yisrael was on the Yam, Lo Matzinu Odom She'omar Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yisrael. No one else said Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu except for Klal Yisrael. So this is the first time that anyone is saying Shira, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu did plenty of good things to people in the past. And yet what? There was never an expression of song, of Shira, and therefore there was a special Chochmah that they sang Shira. It was never, no one ever did that before. And he gives the examples. Bara Adam Rishon, Harishon, Hashem created man, Adam Harishon. So you would think he would be in joy that God created him. V'lo Omar Shira. And he didn't sing Shira. Hashem created Adam Harishon, and he didn't sing Shira. Hitzel Avram Mikivshon Ha'esh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Avram, right? He was in the Kivshon Ha'esh, and Hashem saved him. Umin HaMelochim, right? In Parshas Lech Lecha, when he had the four Melochim with the five Melochim and the whole thing with Lot, and he fought against the Melochim, and Hashem saved him. He didn't sing Shira. V'lo Amar Shira. V'chein Yitzchak Min HaMacheles. And Yitzchak was saved, that there was no, he wasn't shechted at the Akedah. V'lo Amar Shira. V'chein Yaakov Min HaMalach. And Yaakov, who had the fight with the Malach, and he won, and he didn't sing Shira. Umin Esav, Umin Anshe Shechem, V'lo Amar Shira. V'kevan Shebo Yisrael LaYam, but when Klal Yisrael came to Yamsuf, V'nikra Lahem, and the Yam split, Miyad Amru Shira L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Az Yoshir Moshe, Have Piya Poscha B'Chochma. So this was Chochmah, that no one else did this before. This is the first. Even though there were so many other occasions that people could have done it before, and they didn't. So the question that has to be understood here is why not? What was the wisdom of Klal Yisrael that they had this wisdom that no one else had before? Why all of a sudden? What was different? Was it such a deep thing to sing Shira? Shira is an expression of praise to God. I would think anyone who would be saved would sing Shira. So what's the crux here? why Klal Yisrael, what was the wisdom? What did they, what was the insight that they had that no one else had before? So if you look in the Sefer Naos Desha, Naos HaDesha, which was compiled by Aaron Yisrael Bornstein, which has different Divrei Torah based on the Avnei Nezer. Torah from the Tzaka Tshuva, the Avnei Nezer. And he gives an explanation in the Naos HaDesha to explain what was the wisdom. And this is what he says. You see the first paragraph, I put the arrow, go to the next paragraph. Bir ha'inyan. D'chol ha'nisim shenasu l'rishonim ha'yelotzor ha'chatzalosim. He says like this. Whereas the Medrash says, pi ha'poscha b'chochma, that no one else sang Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Klal Yisrael. And this was the chochma. Pi ha'poscha b'chochma. That was Oz Yashir. That was the chochma that Klal Yisrael sang Shira, no one else. So why? Why didn't anyone else? What was the chochma that Klal Yisrael saw? So on page 9, the Os Desha says from the Avnei Nezer, Bir Ha'inyan, T'chol Anisim Shenasul Rishon Amiel Tzorach HaTzalosim, Avraham Mikiv Shon Ha'esh V'chein Kula, V'ksha'olum Yisrael Marayam Hevinu Ki La'atzilam Haya Efter B'derech HaTeva. See, till now, you see, there are two types of things. Somebody's in a situation, and he was saved. Okay, so he was saved. So it was a very practical thing. It's a very practical thing. You needed something, and you were saved. Okay, of course it's a great thing. But they didn't sing Shira. Why? So he says like this. Because when it came to Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael said like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have saved us in a very different way. He could have saved us, how? In other words, what was going on? Klal Yisrael's come to the Yam, and then the Egyptians were, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it that Klal Yisrael would fight a war and beat the Egyptians. He didn't have to split the sea, right? He could have done it in other words, okay, they would maybe outnumber us, but it could have been a derech hateva, not, you know, with this humongous miracle. But he did. He dafka what? He did something off the charts. Why? He says like this. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do something amazing because above the Teva, because he wanted not only just to save us practically. If he wanted to save us practically, we could have just won a war, and that would have been. But he wanted to do something beyond the Teva because he wanted to cling on to Klal Yisrael. He wanted to do something to show the Klal Yisrael that I'm embracing you. It's like, for example, somebody has a, in other words, wants to give somebody a gift or something like that. So he can give something minimal. In other words, he needs a cup. He doesn't have a cup. So you can go get a cup. Or you can get him a silver cup. You know, I didn't need a silver cup. A regular cup is functional. But if you want to show that it's not just, I want to do something functional for you, but I really care about you, so then you get him a silver cup. Oh, in other words, a plastic cup is also functional. A plastic cup, you can drink the same beverage that you can drink in the silver cup. But it won't show, ah, I want to cling on to you. I want to embrace you. I care about you. So, till now, all the Yeshuas were very practical. There was a war, Avram was fighting, so Hashem saved him. Okay, practical. This was more than that. From the practical aspect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just made that Klal Yisrael fights a war and wins. But he did this miraculous thing that he split the sea, wow, to show that he wants to embrace them. So therefore, they respond with Shira. Because Shira is a way of Klal Yisrael embracing back. In other words, that we're
giving a hug to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's hugging us, we're hugging him back.
Because in other words, Shira is that, you know, tremendous outpour of emotion of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that only came as a response when Klal Yisrael saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something that he didn't have to do, because from the practical, he wanted to save us. From that practical, he could have saved us, Derech HaTeva. But he did it, Shaloka Derech HaTeva, without the levush of the Teva. So that's a closer, much closer thing. So therefore, Klal Yisrael responded. So Klal Yisrael understood that. That was the Chachma. The Chachma of Klal Yisrael when they sing Shira is that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just not trying to save us. He's trying to embrace us. That they saw. And that was the Chachma. And therefore they responded with Shira. But then he says, "Alkein harishonim lo amru shira." The next paragraph, "Kishira he dvekus milamata lamala." Right? You have the mata lamala. His shira is dvekus. Right? "Vehem lo kro hanes nasha kavan al dvekus yatzorich al atzola shlo haysa afsharz b'derech hateva." Alok sheol Yisrael malyam. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu is lamala, and he wants to embrace them lamata, and that's what they realized. So therefore, Pia Pascha B'Chochma. So they responded with their shira, embracing Kadosh Baruch Hu back, and that's what Kriyas Yam Sura. That's the Chochma. And so this reminded me of an idea that is in the Chidah. Take a look. It reminded me of a couple of things. The one thing is in the Chidah, everyone asks the Kasha on Sukkos, on page 17. He says, on page 17, we make a yontif, a special yontif for Sukkos, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in the Anani HaKovet, right? So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a be'er, he gave us a mon, all these things, and we do things to remember the mon, we have Lecha Mishnah and things like that, but we don't have a whole yontif for it. What's so special about Anani HaKavod that we make a whole holiday of it? And we don't make a whole holiday for the mon or for the be'er. So the Chidah in the Rosh David on page 18. Here, look at the bottom, last line. He quotes from Rav Chaim Kafusi, the last three lines. Teres Yo, Kol She Yeshu B'Tah, Ahu the Om, the Manu Be'er, Kivi Yochol Yiboy Lakadosh Baruch Hu Lezunum B'Lechem U'Mayim. In other words, when Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, so of course he had to give, Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking him out of Mitzrayim, so he had to give him basics, food and water, right? If they wouldn't have these basics, they couldn't live. So he had to give them those basics. The Losagi B'Lavak. Okay, next page. Lobog Zichron. Ulam Anani HaKavod Avin Yitirusi Yisaysa. See, Anani HaKavod was a luxury. Meaning what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted not just to save them. To save them, you need water, you need food. So that's very practical. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them something that they won't be in the sun, they'll be enveloped, they'll feel comfortable. That shows what? Not just for functional, practical, but that shows he was embracing them. And that's why he says we have the yontif of Sukkos, we don't have a yontif for the man and the bear. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something more than just what? Functional, but he's doing something that he didn't have to do just to save him. And therefore what? Therefore, we make a yontif out of that. And there's a sikha here in the Tzitz HaSodr of Yitzchak Isaac Prague, where he says that's why by Sukkot, what do we say? Laman Yedu Doroseichem. And Yedu, he writes, that's like the closest form of connection. Like Adam Yoda Eschava. Yoda means connected very intimately. So in Sukkot is the time that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to show you that I'm not just giving you things that you need practically, but I'm giving you things that you really don't need, but I want to show like that I care about you. And that's the same idea of the Shira. Kadosh Baruch Hu could have just split the sea. Could have done something just very practical and save them. But he made this to show that. That's what I heard Rabbi Muller from Breuer say over that, you know, when a parent gives a child something, you know, extra to show that he loves them, you know, that extra thing, that shows the extra nash, whatever, that, you know, the great Ava. And that reminds me also of another idea of the Tosis Yontif on page 15. The Tosis Yontif on page 15 asks the following question. When a person gets an aliyah, what do you say? Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMevorach. Right? Hashem, that's Midas HaRachmin. When we have a minion of people for benching, what do we say? Nevarech Elokeinu. That's Midas Hadin. How come when we're benching, we say Midas Hadin, and we're getting an aliyah in front of the Torah, we say Baruch Hashem, Shem Hashem is Midas HaRachmin. So he explains the following. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, of course, if he doesn't provide food, he can't live, right? So that's not rachamim. That's the din. I mean, if you create something, you have to keep the person alive. So you have to provide them with food. But the fact that Hashem gave us the Torah, look, the rest of the world is living without a Torah. But Hashem gave us the Torah. We accepted it. That's something that could have been without, theoretically. But the fact that Hashem gave us this privilege to have His wisdom, that's pure Midas HaRachem. And that's above and beyond. That's above and beyond. And therefore, when we say Baruch Hu Es Hashem, that's Yudkei Vavkei, that's the Midas HaRachem. For food, that's of course. That's why like we don't make a yontif out of the mon. Because that, like the Chidah said. The Birkas Hazim and Tiknu El Kenu, Ubirkas HaTorah Hashem, Omnam Zebuvor, Kamozon Hadinosin, Lechalkel's Bruach. That's the din. Lefichach Tiknu Ze Hashem, Shehu Midas Hadin, Verozal Kuzadus. Aval HaTorah, lo, not the Ele Bechasto. But the fact that he gave us the Torah, that's a pure chesed. That's a pure chesed. Because we could have functioned without it. But Hashem wanted us to have this special thing. So He gave it to us. That shows His love. That shows Rachman. And that's like the Shira. Hashem showed us that He's not just... Hashem showed Him that He's not just saving us, but He's embracing us. And therefore we respond with Shira as well. Oh, one more point. And that's the following. There is a pasuk in the Shira. Go back to page 4 over to page 5. Okay, Aviv Aram Med. So Zekhei Livan Vehu is the source for Hidur Mitzvah. It's the source for Hidur Mitzvah. Because when you do a mitzvah, you should do it in a nice way. You shouldn't get yourself a nice lulav, a nice esrog, a nice pair of tefillin. That's brought down in the Gemara Shabbos on page 10, the Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. The Tanya, Zekeli van Veyu, is no elephant of the mitzvahs. Also elephant of Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Shofar Noah. It should be nice. Naveyu for also Noi. It should be beautiful. Just don't get a minimum Lulav, get something nice. But it's always struck me, and Mefarshim, why in the middle of Az Yashir are we told about Hidur Mitzvah? I mean, we could have been told about Hidur Mitzvah, and we know, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, on page 11 here, Tesamit Beis, that there's a discussion, how much should you, say you have an esrog for a certain amount of money. So how much more should you add to get, because if one esrog is 40 and the other one is 300, so you're not in mechuyev to get. But if it's a little bit more, so maybe it's nice to get the nicer one. So how much? So the Gemara says here on page 11, Bayrav behider mitzah atshlish, a third more. There's a question: how, what's the third? Is the third, you know, it's a different way. How do you calculate the third? Okay, but it's a third more of what you had originally paid. You have a third more, so hider mitzah shlish. So again, where does that come from, and why is it in the Shira? Well, so the B'nai Yisoscha quotes the Targum Yonison. The Targum Yonison writes here on page 12. The Pasuk says, we say it every day. Well, not this pasuk we don't say, but we said b'chal shal yishuv to b'v yam suf. That pasuk we say every day. This pasuk says va'yikach sheish motzu rechav b'achur v'chol rechav mitzrayim v'shalishim al kulov. So what does shalishim al kulov mean? So the Targum Yonason on page 13 says u'molisa tlisah. So what does that mean? So look in the Parish Yonason, Molisa Tlisa, he says, Rotsa Loma, Afkan Hosif Paro Michol Merkova, Molisa Echad, Yeser Alashnaim, Kide Lirdof Mehem Achareim.
In other words, when you had a wagon, so how many horse were. So normally you only need one horse and the wagon will go. So then they used to have two horses. Mivchar Shalishov means, and when he says Shalishim, that Paro added an extra horse to go quicker. That'll be a more hush of a ride when he was chasing after them. He added that extra, and that was what, says the B'nai Yisoscher, the extra horse was what? That's the third. Because instead of having two horses, he added from three, he added the third one. So in other words, when Paro wanted to do something destructive, and he wanted to do it in the most zrizistic manner, so he added a third. So from there, says the B'nai Yisoscher, we learn out that when we want to do something positive, we also add a third. We were going to pay $30, so we'll add a third to get a little bit nicer, a little nicer thing. And you see from the Targum Yonason, he says the Meis Hoshon on page 14. Kevin Shabanul Adabin Inyan Zeh Hidur Mitzvah Atshlish B'Mitzvah. How do we know that? So he says, because Ayikach Sheish Meis Rechav, the Targum Yonason says they added a third horse. They added a third horse. And normally they had one horse, and Paro says two horses. Now they had a third horse. Mivchar Zeper Shalishim Al Kulo. And Mimela, that's the Hidur Mitzvah Shlish, the extra third, that extra horse that Paro did to show when you want to do something, do it right. Do it right. So that was in the negative. We learned from the positive. But again, why are we doing it over here? Why is the Torah telling us about Hidur Mitzvah in the middle of Az Yashir? So now we understand it perfectly. Because the whole idea of Az Yashir is what he said, What was the Chachma? The Chachma was now Klal Yisrael understood that it's not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he sees we're going to get killed, so he saves us. Very practical. No, he does more. If he just wanted to save us, he could have just caused the Chveis, a famine, and the people, you know, he could have caused something much more natural. He didn't have to change the whole nature, you know, the whole world around by splitting the sea. But he showed he wants to do us more. So that's what Heder Mitzvah is all about. When you do something for anybody, you do it for your friend, you do it for your wife, if you just do it like to be minimum, that's not going to bring Dveikus, Ava. If you show we want to do something, we want to show a connection. And yeah, at the Yom Sof, Hashem shows us a connection a lot, and he's doing more. He's doing chutzpah derech hatev. So we have to respond by saying, you know what? When we do mitzvahs from now on, we're going to do it in a nicer way. We're going to do it because the more you put into something, the more you give, there's the more connected you get and the more close you get. And that's the famous idea. It's said over. Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the library told me to look in the Rabbi Sham Shufal Hirsch. They say it over from Michta Melyahu. It's a question whether it's. I was once speaking with Dr. Tawil whether it's really grammatically true or not, but there's an idea that Ava is Lashon Hav. Hav means to give. So you want to see, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said, where it's found inside. Rabbi Sham Shufal Hirsch, in his Perish on Chumash on Kedoshim, on the Pasuk V'Hafta L'Reicha Kamocha, on page 23, says, top line on the left side, Adam Koroi Ava, Ava Hi Hav, the Tosefes Al, with an extra Al. Mashmuzu Limsor as Atzmo, Acher Heim Ava. In other words, when you're giving, that creates what? That creates the love. In other words, it's not that the love comes first. The more you do for somebody, you want to love somebody, so you do for them, and then you're going to love them more. So it's not that, in other words, you would think, as the Michtav Me'eliyahu writes, you would think that you love somebody, so you give them things. Right? But that's true, but the opposite is more true. That if you want to love somebody, why does a parent love their child so much? So it happens to be, it's a natural love, but because for so many years they were giving and giving and giving to their child everything the child has from the parents, that's why they love them so much, because they have that Ava, and not just the minimal things, whatever they could give they want to give, and that's what the Michtav Eliyahu says. He says Ha'im HaNasina, he told us Ava Hefach Ava Bab Minasina. Hurgalnu, page 25. Hurgalnu, Achshavas Nesina told us Ava. We think that Nesina comes about because you have Ava, but he says the opposite. That really, the Ava comes out through the Ava comes out through the Nesina, and the more we have Ava, the more Nesina we do, the more Ava we do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this week's Parsha, he gave us the ultimate. He split us the sea. So now, what's our response? Lamata Lamala. That we're going to sing up to him. He's going Lamala Lamata, we go Lamata Lamala. And that's the deep meaning of singing Lamala Lamata, Lamala Lamata, Rechasina, because that's what it's all about. It's all about this connection of this idea of the Avnei Nezer. That Pia Poshe B'Chochma, that no one else sang before, because no one else had this understanding. It was just, things before were just practical. Yeah, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to save. But here, from practical perspective, it could have been much different. So it's Baruch Hu changed the world, because he wanted to show, I'm going to embrace you. So the Kali Yisrael responded with an outpour of Shira to them, and then they also took on a commitment that from now on, we're going to do Heder Mitzvah. Zekeli Maveyu, which was learned from there as well. And that's the whole idea of the Torah is given. That's also pure chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to give us the Torah. He had to feed us, because we can't live if we don't have food. But we could have lived without the Torah. But Hashem, tremendous chesed, tremendous rachamim. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And that's Pia Poskim Chochma Hashira Vadvekas Lishah Uladoros. It's something that happened many years ago, but every generation and every day in our lives, that we have this same idea of relationships with our spouses, with our parents, with our friends. We give, not just, how do you know who your close friend is? You know how you know your close friend is? Somebody who calls you up because he just needs a function. He just needs a ride. He needs a thing. You know, your close friend just calls you up to schmooze about nothing. But he just wants to schmooze with you, because he just wants to spend time with you. So, even though it's not about anything, he just enjoys schmoozing, talking. So that's, you know, there was things that are just functional. Yeah, I need a ride, so I have to call you because I need a ride. You're going to a wedding and I need a ride, so I call you. That's just functional. That's not that vagus. But just to stand schmooze with you, talk, you know, and create a kesher above and beyond the practicality, that's the dvekus, and that's the ava, and that's the hav, and that's all these things that everyone should be zocha with the relationship with us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, relationship with friends, rebbeim, and the spouse, all should be through this idea of dvekus l'shah u'l'doros.